And welcome to a bonus episode of the Countdown Podcast. We are going to review The Hating Game for you, which is a movie. My name is Wayne.
My name is Paul. Now, as Wayne has said, this is not the usual episode.
No.
It's an extra review for you because this is a film which made it into Australian cinemas as of January 27th. And we were very, very fortunate to receive a screener from Rialto and Annette Smith, which we really are thankful for.
Thank you for this.
However, film, probably fair to say, not in our genre, not in our wheelhouse.
Well, hang on
a
sec.
Not the kind of thing that we would normally review.
Absolutely not. Now, it is a rom-com, so that's a little my wheelhouse. It's a lot my wheelhouse. It's a lot less Paul's wheelhouse.
It is. I did. So I got my wife to sit down with me and we put this one on to check it out. And this one is directed by Peter Hutchings. Its screenplay is by Christina Mengert and is based on a novel called The Hating Game by Sally Thorne. It stars Lucy Hale, Austin Stoll, Damon Duano, Sakina Jaffery, and Corbin Burnson. And it's 102 minutes long. It did come out briefly in cinemas in the States in mid-December, as well as the video on demand, and only took $300,000. So,
right.
Yeah. Wayne, what's The Hating Game about?
It's a meet-cute office romance kind of story, and it's about this girl. Her name is Lucy, and Joshua is the male, like, fucking love interest. They are both sort of...
fucking love interest.
They're both sort of cat and mousing in this film. They purport to hate each other because, of course, they secretly like each other. And things come to a head when in this company that they're in, which is a publishing company, you know, there's two sides of the company and they're both up for this big promotion. But in the meantime, they're also trying to fall in love or not fall in love. Or, you know, it's a usual rom-com type story. And in the end, there's a resolution of sorts.
Hot day!
Okay.
As you would expect from a film. Now, Wayne.
Yeah. Bit of a precursor here, everyone. Paul, we never talk about a film before we actually review it, but Paul said, hey, you reminded me, hey, you got to watch this. Oh, shit, and I watched it last night, right? After we were out to dinner.
Yep.
And I said, what's it like? And let's say he was less than enthusiastic in his response, okay? And then I said to myself, yeah, but it's a rom-com. This isn't for Paul. Yeah, I bet you
correct.
I like it. I bet you I like it, right? But it's shit. And this should prove to you people that we are not for sale, okay?
Yeah.
This is absolutely, and thank you still for the screener. Thank you, Kim. We still love screeners and stuff, but we're still going to be honest. This movie is very, very bad.
Look, what we all need to stop now and take a really hard look at is the secondary or even thirdary effects of COVID. This film would never have received a cinematic release anywhere.
That's right.
Ever.
Because I was like, how did they release this?
And look, and I had a look online. It came only to Hoyts. And to one Ace Cinemas in Perth.
Well, it had a release here.
Yeah, I'm saying it came to the theatres, which is why we did this.
Fuck.
But it was only getting two sessions a day from day one it came out on any of those theatres. So in other words, they knew they had a turd on their hands.
This is...
Well done to whoever got this distributed into cinemas because you've clearly sold it so, so well. This film is complete and utter fucking garbage.
Holy shit, man. It's actually surprising. It's actually... Okay, it looks to me like a student film.
That's unfair assessment at
it's
all.
It's very odd. Like, there's actually the sound engineering is odd. The music is weird. Like, it's the way it actually fades in and out and changes volume. I'm like, that's a bit weird, soft and weird. And then, like, this, it's like, I knew it was indie, shall we say, but like, it is oddly shot as well. It's like,
it's
all
terribly
two
shot.
Shots, very wide, oh, slow zoom, so, rack in and out.
So many over the shoulder dialogue.
What
scenes.
Is that? ADR?
It looks like fucking Reap.
It does.
Looks like a student film. It's a great description you made there. People who didn't know what they were doing, who got behind it. And had a look, this guy directed it. He's directed like four other films. None of which you've ever heard of before. And Lucy Hale and Austin Stowell were executive producers on this movie.
Oh, wait. The fog is clearing a little bit.
So it just feels like a vanity project. Lucy Hale is typically, I don't like her much. She was in fucking Fantasy
I've never seen
Island.
Her before. But
you have. You've definitely seen her before.
Have I? Fantasy Island? Okay. Okay. Well, I actually think that she's... There's nothing great about this film, but she's the best thing about it.
I also agree.
She's actually got
a bit of range.
Yeah, a bit of range, right? Let me tell you this, right? The guy, Josh, okay, he's very, very good looking, right?
He's
very,
a,
very
he's
good looking,
absolute
right?
male model. We should all be so lucky to look like him.
Absolutely.
But
dude, I got a really, really gay vibe off him.
I don't care about gay vibe.
No, no.
I'll tell you what I got. One expression. His expression does not shift the entire film. It's like he perfected stony stoicism.
Yes.
And just rolls with it. He's meant to be emoting like in the scene where his dad's tearing him to pieces and he's just
Yep.
Stony and he's face. Meant to be showing how much he's in love with this woman, looking at her at whatever points in the film. Oh. And he's just stony-faced.
Dude.
And when he's angry at her and is really frustrated, he's stony-faced. Yes. Yes. It's like he perfected that and went, I'm just rolling with this.
This is how my head looks now. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Dude, there is zero chemistry between like zero. And that's why I say, and I don't care about someone's proclivities but also orientation, but this male lead, who's supposed to be a hetero male lead, he seems actually, he's so disinterested in her. He's so disinterested. I was like, I don't think he likes women at all. That's what I think, right?
I felt that way too. Okay.
No, and so that's why I'm like, this is the most bloody sterile fucking, like, just this, basically is a male model walking around a set, is what it is, right?
So I framed it like this, and we will get into very short spoilers, not much to spoil about this film, because it's entirely 100% predictable.
No.
When you watch, when you read, I should say, the synopsis of this film, when you watch the trailer, you will know without a shadow of a doubt how this film ends, and you're not wrong.
Yep.
The romance part of it is, as you just said, really, really poor. So you're left hoping the comedy will get you there.
That's what got me.
I laughed twice in this film, one of which I remember. It was a gag about a throwaway gag when she's really sick and his brother turns up and she says, oh, it must have got water on him. They've multiplied, which is a Gremlins reference.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, that's a little okay. That's a little okay.
And then there was one other moment where he said something incredulous in a stony face, which was at her behavior, which I also went,
okay.
That's all I got the entire film.
Buddy, that's two more than I got. All the gags were shit. Now, they have a character in there who's the, you know, the simpering sort of like fucking like the other guy in the office who's not attractive like the lead guy, but she might have a sort of interest with him and he's somewhat. And the way they're writing this is like,
she's profoundly unlikable.
She's profoundly unlikable. He's extremely unlikable.
No one's likable in this movie.
The simp guy would be likable if he was at all written well. His stupid jokes are crap. He's like Ross Gellery. That's how they're making him, right? But failing on every single level. So you don't like him either. So now you hate everyone in the show. Corbin Burnson, I got a soft spot for because of Major League and LA Law.
He's a sexist pig.
He's a sexist pig, so he's just playing that. At least that's the only star they got. Star. I say star, right? Also, the female, like his counterpart.
It's Sabrina Jeffrey.
Yeah, so she's been in a few things. That's about
Jeffrey,
it. Yeah. Yeah, so I think the dialogue is so unrealistic and unconvincing. Her trying to flirt with him is so out of the blue and not meaningful.
Yeah, I agree. They go from hating each other to suddenly being flirtatious.
I know, and he's still being a dick and 100% gay when he's flirting with her. He just doesn't care about her. And so it's the worst love scenes. Worst love scenes. I'm sitting there going, I don't even believe that he wants to touch her, and it's bullshit. I don't know how to tell you that. It's actually like, it's so poorly put together that as you're watching it for the first time, you're like, what is this piece of shit? How long did your wife last before she fucked off?
Yeah, so I watched it with my wife because I was about to say, this is clearly not for us, and I totally acknowledge that. And so,
it's not for you, Paul. It is for me, and it still didn't work.
Look, my wife said, I think she's right, this feels like a throwback from like the 90s, this film.
It's not even that good.
But all I've done is what rejigged the genders. Because normally it would be the confused, in the 90s, it would be the confused male who's really likes this woman who hates him and
really
whatever
good,
else.
Really good observation.
And they've given it, you know, the 21st century tweak, and now we're following. So, and she's allowed to be unsure. But my wife got so offended in the end. She said, she used that word, this is offensive.
Well, really?
This film is offensively stupid to women.
Why? Because she's so
portraying
shit?
Portraying her to be this, okay, she goes through an arc. She starts off this vapid, weak, there's this one coworker who just constantly steps all over her and gets her way.
Well, she's
a
voiceover, so she's like, yeah.
But she's playing two guys off against each other, and the film's trying to make the case that that's okay.
It absolutely is, because she said, I'm going to go with this guy, and I'm going to kiss him, and if he doesn't do it, then I'll go with the other guy.
Like, and I know people do this, and I'm not having a go at that level, but you're making her even more unlikable. She's vapid, and she's weak, and she's neurotic.
Yes.
And she can't make a fucking decision about which guy she wants to go. And she expects both of them, I emphasize, both of them to line up when she wants them to.
Yeah.
Having no insight to how her behavior. So when, again, in his stoic, does not change expression kind of way, Josh gets pissed off at her, she's incredulous. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, that's one thing. Let's go the other way, all right? The dudes in this film are either stupid, inept, shitty, or both, all right? So the simp guy, he's just a fucking sad cunt. All right?
He absolutely is.
Absolutely sad cunt.
I'm just happy that you went out with
him. Fucking bitch, fucking dude, no one's fucking you, you fuck, right? Then the other guy, right? Then the other...
there's a soundbite.
Then the good-looking guy, right? It doesn't even make sense the way he relates to her. When he's like supposed to be angry or giving a shit, it doesn't seem playful or interesting to watch. It's just shit. And he's either a cunt or a bitch, right? So that's, and she then in turn is completely misfiring in her reaction to him because it's played so poorly. I can't believe these two executive producers made this happen and then let it release. Yeah. I'd be like, fuck this shit.
There's one good scene in the film. Obviously, okay.
Let's just go spoilers.
Spoilers. It doesn't even deserve me.
You haven't even seen this movie, right? Yeah,
no one's seen
it. There's no way you saw this movie.
Laughing at our,
exactly, you're laughing at our dumb shit.
All right, so spoilers from here out. There's one good scene in the film where she goes to the wedding with him.
Yes.
And so we get to see a little bit of why Josh is the way he is. He dropped out of med school and whatever. Yep. And his dad is a complete nutter prick.
Yep.
And his dad is having a go at him saying, you work at a fucking book publishing company. Yeah. Like, what are you contributing to the world? You need to fucking man up. And it doesn't say fucking, but
yeah.
Man up and go and get a good job and actually contribute something to society.
Yeah. Go be a soldier or something if you have to. Yeah.
And so she walks over, Lucy walks over and just tears dad a new one.
Yeah.
That was good.
That wasn't a terrible scene and it did work because she played it relatively well.
No, the best thing about this film is Lucy Hale's performance, not her character, her performance.
Exactly. She's got some, like you can tell she's an actor. Yeah. Everyone else except Corbin maybe doesn't really seem like an actor. The simp guy doesn't
No one else has
like
anything else to do. They're terrible.
Yeah, it's just
no one's worse than Austin Stoll, but they're all terrible.
Well, you know,
other than her.
Get this thing that pissed me off most of all though, right? At the end of the show, okay, so they're both up for the big fucking promotion. And then they go into this, she goes into the office and everyone's cheering the guy. So she's like, oh, congratulations, you got it. And he's like, then he starts to like swanning around going, well, we're in a great new era and this company's going forward with. And then he says that actually it's her. She's the one who got the promotion because he got a job at HarperCollins or something else. And then everyone's like, yay. And then she makes out with him.
In front of her new boss. I thought exactly the same.
And I'm like, so everyone
and
now.
People cheer.
People cheer. Oh, she's a whore. She fucks people at work. That's so good that she's the person we just put in charge of most things. Oh, what the fuck? This is so badly written, man. It's such a piece of shit.
And the machinations the script goes through to put barriers in their way. It didn't need to. Like,
it's just horrendously shit, man. Oh. And I was like sitting there going.
Oh, and look, we need to also really emphasize this. Turns out he's loved her all along. Hard to tell because he's got no fucking expression change.
And also,
but two, also, stalker, obsessive psycho, and she goes for him. I changed the painting, the color of my walls to match your eyes. Duh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
Like, would you not run for cover?
Yeah.
Would you not go screaming? Would you not? I mean, he quit the job, so whatever, it works out. But yet she's like, oh.
It's all bullshit because you know what? I could see a woman falling for this dude if he didn't talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, fine. He's obviously a smart character in the film. I'm not sure anyone
It's not convincing. It's
who doesn't
convincing.
Have an emotional range.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
Take away the gender difference. I don't think anyone can fall for anyone else who doesn't have an emotional range.
You might fuck him once, but that's it.
That's different. Right?
Yeah. Well, you know what else really pissed me off? The setting of most of the movie is this office that they share.
God, it looks awful.
It's so shit, right?
It's so badly designed.
It's two faces. Yeah, exactly. It's two office desks looking at each other. Hers is old and rustic. His is young and black and fucking professional and shit. And it really pissed me off that neither of them had monitors. They were both working off their little laptops at their desk. No one does that! You have to have a dock and two monitors.
It's not a hot desk.
Exactly. It's stupid. I'm like, this is shit. And they're all like really dainty when they work and talk to each other. It just does not work on any level. This is a shit.
How about the paintball scene?
Ah, for fuck's sake. What was that that must have been their only motherfucking like outdoor. I don't know. It was so shit, man. It was just, yeah.
Yeah, look, basically.
You're killing me, Smalls.
This film is complete and utter garbage. I think we've shat on it enough.
You're right.
Really. It's a short review because there's not much to say about it. I am stunned at how bad this film is.
Mm.
And I guess now we're going to find out just how bad it is. I will also be stunned if this is not our worst film of the year.
Oh.
I hope.
I barely call it a film.
I hope this is the worst film that we watched this year.
Oh, me too. Because I've actually never been so like intensely disinterested in something.
Like I think I said, my wife went to bed an hour in, just said, have fun. Doesn't it suck having to do a podcast?
Yeah. This is actually, yeah.
But you messaged me at whatever point.
Oh, I texted him after he said, holy fuck.
Oh, you watched the whole thing by that point, had you?
No, I watched halfway and I was like, this is a fucking pile of putrid shit.
I know.
Okay, so what are we going to do, Paul? What are you
scoring? I'll score it first this time. Well, let's see. I'm giving this a flat 20 out of 100.
Five. Oh! Because I can't think of anything I like, Paul.
Come on. Lucy Hale's performance had something to it, and that scene which I mentioned had something to it.
You can have fucking eight.
Best thing about this is it does continue the trend.
This is bullshit.
I think it was five or six things to review this year. You scored it lower than me. Oh my god,
dude, this nothing saves this. Even her performance is only good because it was in this film. If it was in another film, I wouldn't even notice it, man. Corbin Burnson's the best thing about this, and it wasn't great. So fuck it.
I'm not defending this film. I'm just like, I scored it twice as much as Wade.
I know.
And change.
Wow. No, I think I was offended by the bad comedy here, and so I'm like, no, I'm actually disgusted by the film.
Yeah.
So that's what
fair enough. Wow, this could be the lowest score I've ever given on it. I think Bad Boy Bubby, you might have given up a higher score.
Oh no, you made me rich some piece of shit like Killer Clowns from Your Mother's Snatch or something, right? Or something else, and I gave it a zero. I gave something as I remember, and you went fuck. It wasn't like an official review.
It was obviously a patron only review.
It was.
All right. Well, look. We're sorry that if you listen to this, I hope you've enjoyed our pain. If you've seen the film and you love it, let us know. We'd love to hear.
Oh God, please let us know. Yeah, we got
to
talk.
We'd like to know where we got it wrong or how we missed it out and how my wife also missed it.
The only person who's coming to defend this film are one of the stars.
Maybe the distributor as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can do so by hitting us up at email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. But just don't do that. Just go to the new website, thecountdownpodcast.com, where you can find a link to pretty much everything. Although maybe I do have to add the email address.
Yeah, we're still building it, so yeah. Be patient.
It's very ugly looking, but it's there. The details are there.
Otherwise, Google us and you'll find our
Facebook,
shit.
Instagram, all the rest of that shit. It's all there as well. And Podbean, of course, where we host. Thank you so much for enjoying our 20 minutes of pain today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face!
Peter Hutchings, director of this film. We'll catch you next time. See ya.